And you by now know the Chicago Cubs have won the World Series, their first since 1908, after a battle into the early morning hours with the heroic Cleveland Indians. An extra inning, rain delayed, one for the ages. In a minute, we'll hear from Public Radio's official most long-suffering Cubs fan. But first, the scene outside Progressive Field after the game. Mark Uricchi from Here and Now contributor WCPN IdeaStream was there.
25-year-old Anthony Mendoza crouched down on the ground, surprised by the loss. His grandfather raised him to be an Indians fan. He traveled to Cleveland from San Diego.
I couldn't even remember the last time we were in the World Series, and I know I cried when I was six. I don't know how to handle it right now.
Another 25-year-old, Christian Riley, stood with his father, fighting back tears after what seemed like a magical year for Cleveland.
I love this team. This is the team I grew up with, and I've always loved the Indians. And this is the first time they broke my heart.
Both Indians and Cubs fans know that feeling. In the streets afterward, there appear to be a lot of respect of kindred spirits. Cleveland buddies Dale Smith and Kyle Baker said they tried to dislike Chicago fans but could not. Baker considered the long odds for the Indians to win after two of their top pitchers suffered injuries just before the playoffs.
If I were to ask myself when Carrasco broke his finger, if we were in Game 7 with Kluber on the mound, would I take that? Every day I'd take it. So you give what you got, and then you go home and you shake the other team's hand and say good luck, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough one. There's no question, but, you know, that's why sports are great. Game 7. Extra innings, you know. This one's going to bite hard for a long time, but that's why you live for sports, right?
Christian Riley may have been heartbroken, but he was sticking with his team.
We played a good team, and we played a good team great, and we lost to them. I mean, that's baseball.
The consensus on the streets of Cleveland was that those two young teams will be back in the World Series again next year. For Here and Now, I'm Mark Uricchi in Cleveland.